KHKX, mobile.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB. Good evening, sir.
Floyd, hope you had a good day.
Yes, sir, I did. Hope you also did.
Just pulled out of my last stop. Trying to decide if I want to stop and get fuel today or wait till in the morning.
Kind of silly question. Do you foresee it going down before you tomorrow when you need fuel again?
We get fuel every day.
Yeah, I guess it's really a... If you need to, you need to. I don't foresee the price going down much of a savings between now and tomorrow.
Price might go up, but I don't think it's going to go down.
Nope, that is definitely true.
Because I have a chiropractor's appointment at 5:45, and I still got to get there for it.
That's definitely a yuck. My day will start early also, because I got to do election support, so I got to be at my first site by 6:45 in the morning, and then so I've got like 6 different sites to go, 5 more sites after that.
Go do your civic duty, and hopefully everything goes smooth and there's no problems, and so I hope everything goes smooth for you tomorrow.
So do I, except that just pretty much got to go to the Spartanburg polling locations that that I'm responsible for and make sure that they got all the information and stuff set up prior to them opening it up, and then that I just go to my next site, and then prior to when I on the way home after I get the baby, I'm going to go to my polling place and unfortunately have them bring that little mobile voting thing out, because I'd rather not have to take the baby out and in and out and then have her standing there disrupting anybody while voting.
Didn't know they had something they could do that, but that's good that they do.
Yes, they have a roll around voting station for people that's handicapped. I know Spartanburg does, because I've seen them use it. That when somebody's not able to get out of their vehicle, they can roll that one up to the vehicle, and that person can vote from their car.
I'm glad they got something like that. I really never even thought about it.
Yeah, because it would definitely make a difference on somebody that's handicapped or whatever, is not able to maneuver the wheelchair or even have the wheelchair accessible to get in there to vote. So that's why it's definitely a good thing. Spartanburg even has a ramp set up that they can drive their wheelchair up on, and it will they will raise it up to the deck, and then they'll roll off, and they can roll into the voting station if they want to do it that way.
They've thought ahead on that.
Yep, that is definitely true. Or unfortunately, they got sued because they didn't have that function earlier.
Make you think about it.
Yep, because a lot of times a government or any kind of business is really not forward-looking when in those situations.
I mean, in all honesty, they don't think about it because they may not know anybody or have anybody around them that has those issues, so they don't think about it.
Also, one thing that has to be looked at is how many voters are truly going to use that functionality for the cost that's actually spent for it.
Too. And a lot of times it's just one, and I don't know, they gotta put it in for that one person.
Yes, that is definitely true, because that one instance of not having it is just a horrible situation in publicity.
Yeah, care of all of those stations tomorrow repeatedly if they have problems, or you just go make your rounds and you're done?
No, I just check them one time, and then they, if they have an issue, then they call back to the voter's registration office, and somebody will come out there and resolve what issue they're having.
There's no issues, and everybody shows up to vote instead of not coming at all.
This KO4PXV for ID, the biggest in the and the poll has not opened yet, that I walk past the people and they just get irate thinking you're going to vote before them or cut to the front of the line.
It don't even have to be about voting. That's just anybody that's standing in a line, period.
Yep, that is definitely true. And when they fuss and start fussing like that, yeah, I let them know that I live in Greenville County. I don't vote in Spartanburg County, so I'm not jumping line. I'm here to check the voting machines to make sure that they're all ready and squared away to be able to vote.
I said, hopefully you don't have any problems and everything goes smooth for you tomorrow with that.
Yep, definitely most of the time it has.
Did you look into the antenna, Amy? The one I mentioned to you?
No, not yet, due to the fact that I had a sick child over the weekend, and then my wife got sick Sunday, so it was definitely a take care of both of them weekend.
You'll have that from time to time, especially when you got a child in the house that's going to daycare during the day. That brings home all kinds of good stuff.
Yep, that is definitely true, because my daughter, Madeline, she mentioned that one of her friends, which her name is, I don't know if it's her true name, but she goes by Monty Moo, and saying that she was sick and throwing up while she was at daycare, and the only reason she was there because her mother works there, and so can't very well sit there and her not come and to bring the baby, which really is kind of irritating to me and everybody else when they bring their child just because they work there and then gives the sickness to everybody else.
But as short-handed as everybody is, I don't know a good answer for that one unless you just quarantine them off in a separate room.
Yeah, that's a possibility, but then they would have to bring in somebody that would fill that parent's position, because they would have to quarantine both of them, and in whatever job that she normally did, somebody would have to cover her job so they could be quarantined and not affect making everybody else sick.
Well, I mean, there again, you're defeating the purpose of bringing the child at all. Both of them stay home, and then, you know, they're short-handed, then they can't take kids at all. It's a fine line all these businesses are walking anymore, because they can't have enough help.
That is definitely true. It's just very, very difficult situation when something like that, especially when you run a daycare, that you got to have by DHEC, and that you got to have so many teachers per student.
If somebody else wants to come in, KO4HKX.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. KP4CBA.
We let it in now. Here comes trouble, Lloyd.
Yep, I heard that.
So, can I get a refund on this thing I bought from you?
No refunds. How are you today, Dave? I heard you earlier, but I was busy with customers.
Oh, I'm just lovely. If it's any better, I'd have to kill myself, I think. Now, seriously, I mean, It's raining over here in Taylor's on Wade Hampton. But I'm going to play tennis, so we'll be inside. And so I'm not worried about it. It can rain all it wants to.
That is definitely a nice thing to do. I still wish they would build some kind of racquetball center in Simpsonville area. Would be easier to get to, and because I love racquetball. I haven't played in a while, but that's just too far away and being able to get there.
Yes, don't you have a sports club down there? They have racquetball.
I think there is some kind of sports center that they actually do physical therapy, and that, because I remember they have a big gym and other events like that. That's the only one I know of. I'll have to definitely look into the racquetball court.
I could be wrong. It wouldn't be the first time. But the one that I go to on Congaree has racquetball courts, and I don't see why they wouldn't have some. I mean, also, go ahead, Patrick.
I know sports centers are racquetball, so I don't know how to get in that conversation.
I would definitely have to find a player for racquetball that's at the zero level, because I haven't played in probably 20-something years.
Good luck with that. Oh, me. I had a buddy of mine. I used to whip him at tennis all the time, and he got so tired of me beating him all the time, he finally just quit playing tennis with me. He said, how about playing me in racquetball? I said, okay. Man, he whooped my rear end a couple of times. I said, well, I've had enough of this. So, so I just stuck to tennis.
Yep, both of them are good to play because they definitely both give you a different level of energy, speed that you're actually for each of them. Like I said, they're definitely, that racquetball is definitely intense, and as is tennis.
Dang, ball, it moves too fast. I have enough trouble keeping up with the tennis ball, especially when I'm at the net. And we're going back and forth at the net, you know, hitting it back and forth to each other in the air. I don't think I could survive a physical than playing tennis. You got to be in better shape, at least to me it does. I don't know. But anyway, that's just my take on it.
Yep, and with tennis or racquetball, but more so with racquetball, eye protection should definitely be worn. A cup would probably not be a bad idea.
Definitely. I would say, I'd say yes to both of those. Well, changing the subject, I have taken my HF antenna down, the Carolina Wyndham. And it was really funny because I could get 10 through, let's see, 10, 15, 20. Yeah, that was it. I could get through 10 through 20, 30 meters, but 40 and 80 meters, my radio wouldn't even attempt to tune up on any frequency on 40 or 80 on sideband, and but it would on the other one. So took it down, and there's something rattling in the top, bowing in the top there, for the wires hook up, two cables hook up. Yes, offset, off center fed. And I'd already bought a new Ballon, 4-to-1 Ballon from Ballon Designs, I think it's called, and So I'm all I gotta do is transfer the pieces, parts over, and then I'll need somebody to shoot it up in the air for me.
Yeah, definitely getting them up in here is always the fun part.
They've been, I've had a couple of different guys put this thing in the air for me. I had to bring it down one time because when they put our deck back there, I told them about the antenna cable, showed them exactly where it was underground, and I'll be daggum if they didn't cut it right into with a post hole digger. So, and so then they started pulling on the cable. I said, no, don't do that, don't do that. And they just kept pulling, and they pulled it apart, and so I had to bring it down and fix all that. It was a mess, I tell you. I was so mad. I wanted to charge them for a new antenna.
On that part of it, were they not bonded for any damages? Because just me thinking out loud, they should be responsible for any damage that they do like that.
They were bonded, you know. I didn't think about that. I guess, and of course they didn't, you know, they didn't offer to, to make any repairs or anything. But it definitely needed repairing. What I did was they cut about 8 feet of my 75-foot long coax, so I had plenty of coax on the ground, and so I just used it where they cut it and put a PL-259 on it there. And, I had plenty to reach to the lower, what do you call that thing? Anyway, the connection there at the bottom, and so I just went with that. But, and then they had pulled, there's a 22-foot vertical section also that, between the ballon and the, I can't think of the name of that thing, the piece at the bottom, and they had pulled that out of the coax out of the PL-259, so I had to resolder that, and then I had to get it back up in the air, and that's when the problem started.
Funny how things are working good, then you just kind of mess with them, and it's just hard to get back working correctly.
Where are you, Patrick? Have you made it to the state line?
K04 HX. No, I haven't. I'm out here on 25, just coming up on where 290 comes out. But having to watch traffic, they're acting like they're in the Indianapolis 500 out here.
She was out earlier, and she said everybody was driving crazy today. She said, I think it's a full moon. I said, yeah, you're right, it is.
Before PXB, yeah, I saw on the news this morning where they're supposed to have some part of the moon that's actually supposed to be red, and I think tomorrow night or tonight, however that was going to work out.
There's going to be an eclipse. I don't know. But the moon was rather interesting looking last night, so I could tell if it wasn't a full moon, it was all but a full moon. So anyway.
Tomorrow's my last day for the online class for the general, and then I'll be scheduling some point in time to take my test.
Boy, that's awesome. and I wish you well on that, and I'm sure things will go well for you, and making a U-turn here. I can't talk and drive at the same time. Oh, me. Well, it's been raining over here. I'm on Antrim Drive right now off of Haywood Road, and boy, it was pouring down back on Edwards Road and east north there. It's really coming down pretty heavy. It's lightened up a little bit, good bit, as I get toward the sports club, but I don't know, it may be moving this way. I think, well, I can't remember what the weatherman said. I think he said northeast, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah, it is definitely cloudy and dark here on Highway 14, right beside the Dollar General, below the Village Hospital. But other than that, it's, you know, it was putting down a couple of things of rain, but nothing to even turn the wipers on for.
Up here yet, as you can see the clouds banking up against the mountains here, so it probably won't be long.
Yeah, for you to get left out, you know, and everything. I never can remember to give me a new set of wipers until I turn them on, and then I go, oh yeah, I need some more wipers. And you can get a pretty good deal on wipers at Costco, and I think they're made by Michelin, if not mistaken, and they work pretty good, and they're a heck of a lot cheaper than they are at any of the car places, you know, that sell them. I tell you, wipers are just ridiculous. It's just, I mean, the price is just, it's like it's double. And I don't get that, but I'm sure it has something to do with COVID and the economy.
Definitely one thing to do when you get the new wipers, turn it over and look at the date of manufacture, and even ask the store when they put them out on the shelf, because a lot of times if they sit there too long, they'll just dry out and they won't be any good.
About rubber, it does, they do dry out, and I've seen a lot of cars with tires on the car. Four of them had cracks, little cracks in them all over. And you know, you tell the customer about it, and they just go, "Oh well," and they just go driving out. And you can look at the, you know, it's got a date on it, tells you what month and what year they were manufactured. If you look at the DOT number and. And so, anyway, but I've seen some old tires on some cars, and of course, I know Patrick probably has too. Seen them with steel sticking out. In fact, I've cut my hand before. You know, didn't know I had steel sticking out, and I was spinning it around, you know, check the whole tire, and grabbed hold of that steel and cut my hand.
Done that more than once, and it's no fun, because that stuff will cut you open quick.
Being like a can opener, that's for sure.
Amazing how little maintenance people do to their vehicles when you start actually looking at them.
Their philosophy is, I'll change the tire or do something when it blows up, instead of doing preventative maintenance. They do have to do the knee-jerk reaction and pay more than they would if they would have done just preventative maintenance.
I understand wanting to save money and that kind of thing, but, you know, your life is worth a lot more than a set of tires or a set of brakes or whatever. And I've seen cars go out of there with, you know, the steel showing on, especially on the front tires, and the brakes, you know, thin as a piece of paper, and they'll just say, you know, nope, they want any of that fixed, and they just go out the door, and I'm just thinking, you know, there's cars like that driving around on the road, and we don't even know about it. We could be in front of one, behind one. Who knows? You can see, I've seen cars go down the road at night, and the sparks flying off of the tires where the steel's hitting the road.
I've seen the same thing, but guys, I'm crossing the state line, so I'm going to go ahead and jump out. Lloyd, David, y'all have a good evening, and have a safe trip wherever you're heading. KO4HX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Well, I just pulled into the sports club, and be careful out there. Talk to you later. So let's see, how much further you have to go, Lloyd?
I have 20 minutes, and I'll be home. I got 10 minutes before I'm at the location to pick up the baby from the daycare, and then it's another 10 minutes to my house. That's with good traffic and idiots not doing something stupid.
Well, it's, if it's raining, you know, something's going to happen. I tell you, it was the craziest thing when I lived in Charleston. We lived down there in the 80s, the mid-80s, and when it started raining, it was just like cars just started running into each other. I mean, it was just like, oh, it's raining, you know, let's have a wreck. And kind of thing. It was just unbelievable. And I don't know, you may have heard me say this before, but when we moved down there, my insurance shot way up, and so I went to called my insurance guy, and I said, well, you know, what's going on? You know, we haven't had an accident, we haven't had a ticket. And he said, oh, you live in a high-risk area now. He says, your insurance is going to cost you more for the same thing.
Yeah, let's not even say the S word, because people, when they see that, they just run into a ditch or something else just beyond stupid.
Yeah, we moved there in October, and then May, we bought a brand new Oldsmobile Firenza, and I guess that was the last new car I ever bought. And so we'd had it about, 5 months or something, and this lady turned left in front of my wife, and my wife T-boned her and spun her all the way around in the intersection there, and the lady lost her license because she had so many wrecks and tickets that she had. The next step was, you know, she would lose her license if she had another accident. So she did, and she said the light was yellow and that my wife was supposed to stop, but she doesn't know that, you know, when you're going straight, you got the right of way. The person turning has the yield. So she found out real quick, and of course they took us to court and all this, and they wanted a jury trial, and it was a mess. But it all turned out good in the end.
I'm glad it worked out in y'all's favor.
Into anything like that, you know, with people treating you like that. And basically my insurance company said, you know, I was telling them, you know, these people want me to, you know, drop the charges so she doesn't lose her license. And, you know, I hate to see her lose her license. And they said, well, if you don't, you know, if you drop the charges, then, you're not going to get your car fixed, or we're not going to pay to get your car fixed, and you're going to pay for it yourself. And I said, well, I'm not dropping the charges. And their attorney came over and asked me, you know, to drop the charges. And I said, well, I can't, because I won't get my car fixed. I said, you fix my car, I'll drop the charges. He said, I can't do that. And I said, well, I can't help you. So when the day for the trial came, I showed up, and they never even showed up. It was just a scare tactic, and the judge said, well, hold on.
Yeah, the worst damage that I've ever had to my truck since I got it was somebody was riding a moped and did not have insurance and ran into the passenger side front tire and hit the fender on that side and put dent in that, damaged the tire rim, and their body dented the fender, and their head dented the hood.
I heard, were they wearing a helmet?
Nope, it was just their luck that I was not going fast enough because the light was green on my side of it, and they ran right through the light because, according to them, they were on a moped that they did not have to follow those rules. And the officer goes, no. And so he told the officers, well, it really doesn't matter. I don't have insurance anyway. So the officer went ahead and put him in handcuffs. He goes, said, unfortunately, sir, this is not going to turn out very well for you.
I have a license and insurance now to ride one of those things. And pay taxes. Yeah, I'm glad, because, I mean, if they're on the road, they ought to pay taxes. I mean, you know, just the way I look at it. So, but anyway, well, I'm sitting here. I guess I'll run on in. It's raining here pretty steady, but maybe it'll slack up here in a second so I can get on inside. I got 10 minutes before the clinic starts.
All right, sir, please be careful and have a great time until I speak with you again.
Take care out there and get home in one piece, and we'll talk to you later. 73, KV4, CPA, clear.